There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know some of you are asking the same question that I've been asking myself. What the hell is going on now with all this measles and all these measles outbreaks? I guess we hear now that 66 unvaccinated students don't get to go back to high school for a couple weeks because they weren't vaccinated. And there's the whole measles concern at Palm Desert High School. We have 1,000 people possibly exposed to measles, not fighting measles, but exposed to measles in Arizona. They're even concerned that the Super Bowl is going to be affected because of the Super Bowl being in Arizona. And they're worried about the Super Bowl possibly affecting, they say, since 1,000 people possibly exposed to measles in Arizona, by the time the Super Bowl plays, for that it could affect more. And some of you are like, what is going on here? We are vaccinated against, most of us are vaccinated against measles. And then we have the concern that students are being banned from going to school if they're not vaccinated. So I've been asked the question multiple times, if your kid is vaccinated, who cares if the other kid is unvaccinated or not? Your kid got the vaccine, so they should be immune. Let the unvaccinated kids go. So there's, just because you're vaccinated, that doesn't mean you're 100% safe. Okay? There was a girl that I believe just died in Nevada who had been vaccinated against a flu shot, or vaccinated with a flu vaccine, and still died from the flu. So the reason why there's all this concern about not having unvaccinated kids go to the schools and be around vaccinated kids is because there's still that potential for there to be illness. Now, there's a father that wants to protect his son. This is being reported by NPR. A father is asking the school to ban unvaccinated kids because his son, Rhett, 6 years old, has been fighting leukemia. He's been fighting leukemia for the past 4.5 years. For more than 3 of those years, he has undergone chemotherapy. The kid is just so adorable. Last year, he finished chemotherapy. The doctors say he's in remission. Yeehaw! However, but he can't be vaccinated. His immune system is still trying to rebuild, so he cannot be vaccinated. He lives in Marin County, California. So, of course, they're concerned about the measles outbreak. He is unvaccinated against measles, polio, whooping cough, etc. This is where there is going to be a back and forth on personal rights and personal liberties. Does a boy who has fought cancer and is continuing to fight cancer and rebuilding his immune system, does he have a right to go to school and not be exposed to other diseases from unvaccinated kids? Does he have a right? He should be able to go to school and not get infected. Or does the unvaccinated child have a right to go to school and still live their life normally if their family is concerned about giving them a vaccine? And they're worried about the risk of getting the vaccine. Whose rights come first? And this is going to be a huge discussion and thrust into the political arena this year because there's a lot of controversy over whether to force a kid into getting a vaccine. And again, I don't like government involved. I like the doctor and the medical provider being involved, the parents. I like the health district. I like getting as many people that know what's going on. I don't like politicians being involved with that decision. All right? I don't think we could legislate that you have to force your kids to go through vaccinations. However, how do we protect our kids who can't get vaccines? Now, one argument that could be said is, well, if you have a child who has a weak immune system, it doesn't matter if their co-classmates have been vaccinated against measles. You have so many other bugs that are around that kid. You got strep and H flu and influenza and chicken pox and all sorts of other stuff, that why discriminate against an unvaccinated child when a vaccinated child with flu who got vaccinated with the flu can still come down with the flu and give it to your child. So there's that argument, which is why we haven't been able to ban effectively, or schools have not been able to successfully ban, because there's the argument of, well, they'll infect other kids, even though that can happen. Okay, because you do not want a focus of disease. You have to prevent that disease, like we had to do with Ebola, et cetera. But they haven't been successfully able to do that because it could trample on people's rights. You know, what happened with Ebola and how we prevented Ebola from coming here, it definitely ruffled a lot of feathers. And a lot of people had to give some of their personal right liberties to make this country safe. And we heard about it in the news, and they were upset, but the end result is, thank God, the media has not disclosed that we had any more Ebola cases than we already had. So now, what are the rights of these children? Now, what if it's the children that don't even get to make the decision? Their moms or dads are against vaccines. So now they have to be outcast. They can't enter the school. They can't, you know? Now, should we have two school districts? One for unvaccinated kids, one for vaccinated kids. I still think we'll see the same cluster of bugs, and we'll see the same incidences of injury, etc. I do. So, I don't know what the answer is. But when you start to, you know, look at how these outbreaks start and how they propagate, all right, we need to not be closed-minded and think, okay, well, we just blame it on the unvaccinated. Yeah, absolutely. The people who are unvaccinated that are giving it to each other and spreading it, yeah, it's increasing the numbers, and now it's causing other people who couldn't get vaccinated exposed. But we need to understand why vaccinated people are getting sick. And because if we don't figure that out, this could be a global epidemic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was very interesting, okay? I saw this where what will happen to our body in 2015, okay? So, in over 365 days to the year, what will our body produce and do? This was very interesting, okay? Apparently, the World Science Festival has brought up these very interesting and disgusting statistics, all right? They say we are going to produce 91 gallons of spit, which is enough to fill 230 champagne flutes. They say we will also, our heart will beat about 25 million times. We will blink 5,606,400 times. Our cells, we are going to lose 18 to 25 trillion cells, which means we are going to shed about 8 pounds of skin cells. And it's equivalent to like 8 bags of sugar. Our hair is going to grow roughly 6 inches. Our fingernails will grow up to 1.5 inches. Now, what about farting? We will 5,475 times break wind in the year. I know some of you are like, you know what? I could do that in 2 days. We are going to yawn 1,825 times a year, and we are going to sleep for an average of 2,920 hours. All right, what about our blood? Our blood will travel a total of 4.38 million miles throughout the body, which is the same distance as traveling around the world's equator 176 times, or from Australia to the South Pole 50 times. And our urine. We are going to expel 135 gallons of urine. Again, I could do that in 2 days. So when you look at that, I know some of you are like, that's some pretty scary stuff. Why can't we monetize it? I don't know. It would be really nice. I mean, can you imagine if I could sell my urine, you know, or my skin? Pretty cool stuff, but no, nobody's going to want it. All right. So that was, very, very interesting. And like I said, a little disgusting too. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Last hour, we wanted to talk about designer vagina surgery. Now, some of you are like, why do women have to design their vaginas? They could just accessorize and stuff. No, that doesn't really have to do with that. All right. Apparently, there are a lot of issues that women have with their labia. Now, if you have kids, you may not want them to listen to this next segment because this is a little bit more adult. And sometimes our labia may be too large, sometimes too small. Sometimes the labia could be mal-sized. The labia are the lips that protect the vagina and the birth canal. You know how like a flower, when it opens up, the leaves and the petals open up, and then the area where the flower has to be fertilized is then exposed, and then it has to close right back up? That's what the labia does. If the orifice to the woman's womb is out there in the open like a nose or an ear, then more infection will come in. Now you have two types of labia. You got the labia minora, which is thinner and smaller, and then you have the outer labia, the labia majora. Those are bigger, have more tissue and fat. They vary in size and shape, but a lot of women are very distressed about how it looks, even though they're probably medically fine. Now, in Europe, apparently the NHS figures, I think this is out of Great Britain, show a 5-fold rise in those types of surgeries. Surgery of labia would be called labiaplasty. Many of them want to reduce the size of the labia minora to make it more symmetrical and smaller than the labia majora. So they cut off excess skin with a scalpel, maybe a layer, stitch up the loose edge with dissolvable stitches until it heals. They use plastic surgeons, sometimes even gynecologists do this. And so when they call them designer vaginas, it's not that these people want to be in porn. It's a lot of people are having issues, or it catches, or when they try to shave, the baggy skin is an issue. So it's something that is a lot more common than you think. All right. So I don't know how much it costs. I don't. Some people are very, very concerned at the cosmetic aspect of it. Also, when they're wearing a bikini or bathing suit, etc. You see me, I wear like pants at the beach. You know, I'm like very well dressed. So that's the least of my worries. I'm more worried about the cellulite on my legs. A lot of women also have very long labia, and it interferes with horse riding, it interferes with bicycling, and sex can be very painful. When you have a dissymmetry of the vaginal lips, then you could get drying, You could get, it dries out. It could get torn. I'm conjugating my verbs inappropriately. Sorry about that. All right. So those procedures may be warranted for some people. Okay. Now, why would that happen? There's probably some young women out there going, wait a second here. All right. So what do I do if my vagina looks good now? What do I do to not make it look different? What happens? Well, you know, a lot of times in childbirth, things change. You get stretching, you get tearing, the pelvic floor weakens. So a lot of people are like, wait a second, you know, I was fine before and then after having kids. So you could avoid having kids, but I wouldn't recommend that. I think it's easier to get it checked. All right. And then you have a lot of people that think they have to look a certain way. All right. You know, some of you are like, really, that matters? And then you're going to listen to this and go, oh, no, I need to get myself all fixed up. I would say don't do anything unless you're actually having medical issues or you feel like you're having cosmetic. You'll know if you have something wrong with it. Okay. You'll know. But if you're like, I think I'm fine, you're fine. Okay. You don't need to start cutting down there. As long as you're not getting vaginal infections and tearing and all that other stuff, you are fine. Whew. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, there's a lot more details on here, but I really don't want to go into that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, next. This is interesting. The 8 worst eating habits. A lot of us do this, and unfortunately, we could be doing ourselves a disservice thinking we're doing well. Like, for example, not planning our meals. We don't plan our meals. We're like, you know what? I'm going to eat when I'm hungry. I'll pick something up on the road. They say to plan the meal. Plan your meals on Sunday. Make sure your kitchen is well stocked with healthy items. Make sure you got whole grains, veggies, yogurt, chicken breasts, things like that, even beans. You could then make yourself up a lunch or whatever, pack it and bring it. But you got to plan the eating, okay? What about taking the weekends off, eating healthy during the week, but then doing whatever the hell you want on the weekend? All right. Unfortunately, with that is, you know, because some diets do that. All right. You could use whatever points you didn't use throughout the week on the weekend or you. No. You got to be careful with that because a lot of times you could undo. You could undo in one meal work you did for a whole week. Trust me, I've been there. So instead, if you really want some treats, I would rather you have your treats on a regular basis than just completely starving yourself or feeling really devoid of anything yummy and then pigging out on the weekend. All right. A lot of people will have wine before bedtime. Not the smartest thing because of the calories. You could be taking in an extra 160 calories and those could be very, very heavy calories. Not to mention mess with your metabolism. So replace the wine with like a low calorie drink or tea or something like that. All right. Next. You don't want to avoid water. You gotta drink water. They recommend about 2 liters a day, maybe 8 to 10 glasses. You don't drink enough water, you need to do that. Skipping meals if you know you're gonna be going to a buffet. A lot of us do that. We live in Las Vegas. Family comes into town, they go, well, I wanna go to the buffet. They're like, no, I don't wanna go to the buffet, I'm dieting. No, you gotta take me to the Rio seafood buffet. It's like, all right, well, I gotta go to the seafood buffet. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna eat like a pig. You know, because when you spend money on a buffet, how do you say, you know what, I'm just going to have a small little salad? No, you're going to want to eat what you spend money on. And so you go, you know what, I'm going to skip breakfast and lunch. No. You got to still stick to your eating schedule. If you do notice that you're going to be indulging, make sure you eat healthier salads, things like that. You know, maybe don't have, you know, a meat lunch. Make sure you have maybe a salad lunch, something like that. But still, most of your calories consumed in one meal is never good. Don't eat lunch at your desk, okay? You want to make sure that you, you know, just eat regularly. Don't overeat on the days you work out. And stop adding salt to everything. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many people in California are getting a little confused here because in California, we want you to not smoke, okay? All right? And there's a lot of places where you cannot smoke in California. Well, now there's a new California bill that wants to ban the use of electronic cigarettes as well in public places. Public officials feel that they are a public health threat and that it re-normalizes smoking. California Health Officer Ron Chapman says without action, it is likely that California's more than two decades of progress to prevent and reduce traditional tobacco use will erode as e-cigs renormalize smoking behavior. Boy, I can't stand it when government tries to get involved at this level. But here's the only problem. There's been a lot of controversy over what is being emitted out of these e-cigs. All right? One study came out a week ago talking about the cancer-causing chemicals like formaldehyde. And because the vapor, it's not smoke, but the vapor that comes out of these is a chemical composition that happens after it heats up very hot. There was a report saying it could heat up to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, the vapor, and then it could change chemically, and that gets sent out and breathed by, taken in by other people. E-cig makers, though, are saying, wait a second, but our product is safer than tobacco. According to Gregory Conley, the president of the e-cig advocacy group, American Vaping Association, says despite the health officer's false claims, there is ample evidence that vaping helps smokers quit and is far less hazardous than smoking. California's health officials have asked the state to restrict sales of e-cigs and to regulate the product's marketing. Now, the new bill is supposed to also ramp up enforcement against selling the e-cigs to minors. Now, that I'm for. I don't think minors should be buying e-cigs because now you got teens smoking the stuff. But it'll also ban smoking the devices in public. There have been 121 cities, including San Francisco, that have banned smoking e-cigs in public spaces in the United States. Senator Mark Leno from San Francisco wants all of California to regulate the popular e-cig. He thinks that electronic nicotine vaporizers should be regulated under the California Smoke-Free Act, meaning the e-cigs will be banned in restaurants, bars, public transportation, and other public spaces. See, this is something where I am still scratching my head on. All right. A new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that e-cig users who turn up the heat on the vaporizers are exposed to high levels of formaldehyde. We don't, though, have the studies on what the secondhand smoke is. All right. You know, where we as doctors, and again, I can't speak for all doctors, but where I will kind of step back and allow there to be restrictions on smoke being in the air around us is because I have to protect my patients or my listeners who are exposed to second and third hand smoke. So if there's something going on and they want to walk into a public place and they don't want to be exposed to something hazardous, you know, I agree that buildings should be checked for mold, that there should be health inspections in restaurants, and we should make sure that the air they breathe is free of carcinogens. So even though I don't think it's constitutional to target, discriminate, tax smokers and go after that demographic, I do agree that those people that do not want to be victims to secondhand or thirdhand smoke, which has been shown to cause cancer, they should be able to walk into a public place and breathe air, you know, genuinely and without risk. But now we have the idea of e-cigs, okay? I wouldn't go after the e-cig market because you want to force a state to be smoke-free and tout that you got people off smoking. Trust me, I would love to, as a doctor, like to take credit for my patients' medical advances and progress. But I don't. I give credit to God. I give credit to the patient. I maybe share part of the credit. So if a politician or an agency wants to take credit for making a state smoke free because they think it'll get votes, all right, I'm a little wary of that. However, if somebody wants to put the public interest at the forefront and they say, look, there's not enough studies knowing what this vapor is doing to others. And since we already regulate exhaust from cars and we already regulate cigarettes and we already regulate fumes and toxic fumes and things like that, then we should be able to protect our citizens from somebody else smoking. So again, it's not that I want adults to be saved by their politicians. I want to make sure that the secondhand and thirdhand issues are being properly addressed. But since we don't have enough studies on that, then where do you make the recommendation. All right? E-cigs grew too quickly for us to figure out what the hell to do with them. So, the American Vaping Association says the California's public officials are sending an irresponsible message. This bill irresponsibly sends a message to California's 3.6 million adult smokers that vaping may be no less hazardous than continuing to inhale burning cigarette smoke. Now, I mean, if we really wanted to effectively, all right, get people off smoking and use e-cigs, then I think there are other ways to do it. And I'm not saying put it in the power of the doctors, you know, because I don't think doctors want that power, especially if somebody's going to turn around and sue them saying the e-cig gave them cancer. But maybe e-cigs need to be used as a medicinal type of treatment. Right now, they're recreational. But if an argument is going to be made that e-cigs are getting people off smoking, all right, regular tobacco, maybe even getting them off chew and tobacco, then we figure out how long you would need to e-cig to do that. Like, for example, Chantix, which is like a nicotine decoy, all right, Chantix, we've proven that helps within 3 months. You do a 3-month treatment of Chantix and you're done. What about an e-cig for 3 months? Now, I don't know if 3 months would work because, remember, e-cigs have nicotine. So it still propagates the nicotine addiction. But if maybe we would consider, all right, you know, I mean, if we're really worried about the patients themselves, I'm not talking about now the second hand and third hand, but I mean, if somebody wants to make an argument that we need to do this to get people off smoking, not a lot of us are swayed by somebody then being 10, 20 years later on an e-cig. But if they are on an e-cig program, all right, and I'm not saying like a medical marijuana card, but something a little bit more strict where they have the e-cig, they kind of weigh in figuratively with somebody, overseeing their tobacco cessation, and they use the e-cig as a properly medicinal tool to get off smoking, and then they're done. Maybe we could deal with the finite amount of people using it. But right now, we have people just completely switching over, and they're fine with it. And that's just how they are going to now maintain that habit for years to come. And unfortunately, you guys are going to go through the same hell you went through when you had to quit smoking. And I really feel bad for you guys. I think you guys got a real bad rap, those of you who are smokers, because you were discriminated against, you were isolated, and nobody seemed to really care that you had an addiction to tobacco or nicotine. And, no, you know, and yeah, these e-cigs came out, and that's fine and dandy, but now you're kind of under the political thumb with this too. And it's going to be rough. But my suggestion is get off all of it as quickly as you can. My guess is more data is going to come out on this e-cig vapor, and it's going to scare the living crap out of us. So if you are on e-cigs, do whatever the hell you need to do to get off tobacco smoke, and then get off the e-cig, and then be done. It's going to be cheaper, it's going to be easier, and, you know, we're all going to be happy. However, if you are in the military and you want to smoke, or you're a veteran, whatever you guys want to do is fine by me. You guys get to do whatever the hell you want because you protected our country. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been asked who actually is getting fined for the $9 million over the green coffee bean extract. I thought it was either a group of defendants or the naturopath, but some reports are saying Dr. Oz is being fined $9 million. This is from what I'm understanding, according to Delhi Daily News, okay? No, not like New York Deli, although, boy, do I love Delhi. All right? They say the Federal Trade Commission has imposed a $9 million fine for green bee deception after they took the action after complaints in a congressional hearing of June 2014. According to the Federal Trade Commission, Lindsay Duncan, an officer of a company called Genesis Today, made deceptive and unsubstantiated claims about weight loss products as a guest on Dr. Oz. A press release from the FCC noted that Lindsay Duncan and the companies he controlled have agreed to settle Federal Trade Commission charges that they deceptively touted the supposed weight loss benefits of the green coffee bean extract through a campaign that included appearances on the Dr. Oz Show, The View, and other television programs. Under the FCC settlement, the defendants are barred from making deceptive claims about the health benefits or efficacy of any dietary supplement or drug product and will pay $9 million for consumer redress. So when I read that, I was like, okay, it's not Dr. Oz shelling out the $9 million. It's the group associated with the company. The Federal Trade Commission claimed that Duncan and her associates were taken part in a sham and they are wrongly portraying themselves as experts on nutrition just to promote the green coffee bean extract and similar supplements. In 2014, a study by the British Medical Journal evaluated the medical advice on TV shows and found they are unsubstantiated and unverified. So, again, I can't tell you exactly, you know, how much Dr. Oz would be involved in this, but, you know, in terms of the fine. But this is something that even a lot of doctors, medical providers, companies, you know, for those of you in the media, television, radio, etc., this is a very, very interesting case to watch, and it was very interesting to see this verdict because advertisers are not very prominent sometimes. And the ones that like to advertise are the ones that want to go viral with a product, okay? And sometimes their product is damn good. I like the George Foreman grill. I think that's good, okay? I like the Foreman grill. I like Weight Watchers. I think Weight Watchers does good. I really love Ho-Hos and Twinkies, even though I don't eat a lot of them. I think the M&M commercials are just absolutely adorable. Right? When it comes to, though, supplements, I still have a very difficult time finding something that I could put my license and my integrity on the line. You know, I don't know if I have found something that I would swear by. Now, what do I swear by? Do I even take a stand or will I promote anything? All right, the one thing that I will absolutely put my career and my credentials on the line is dealing with family and in-laws, okay, are anxiety provoking. All right, I think I am not risking anything, and I'm not risking a fine on that. I also, if we're going to look at products, okay, I really like Beano. Beano helps prevent you from farting. I got to tell you something. Beano has cut my gas considerably, but only if you have an intolerance. Beano isn't even an advertiser. I have absolutely no association with Beano except what I carry in my purse. Beano helps prevent gas if you have an intolerance to onions or beans. And it works. All right, so I like that. Another thing I noticed is if you take some Coca-Cola and you let the fizzies go away and then you drink some, I forget what's it called when it's deflated. I forget. It's not called a Patriot. Stop that. I forget when the Coke is flat. it helps in some nausea. Again, I'm not going to say that as a doctor, but, and I mean, I noticed that does something. I mean, these are things that I've experienced. I noticed if you got a pimple, you put a little bit of a white Colgate toothpaste on it. My husband was taught that in Boy Scouts years ago. And, it helps with the pimple. I mean, you know, these are some things, but I mean, would I put my show on the line? Would I put my medical credentials on the line? Would I? No, I wouldn't. All right. Now, do I think Dr. Oz personally tried to deceive? No, I don't. There was a product, there was some sort of science, that might not have been science to your eye, but some sort of science that was presented. There was some sort of relationship they had, and there were people that claimed it worked. You know, I had one person swear that Sensa worked for them, shaking a little Sensa on their food. She lost a lot of weight. I'm like, well, that's really interesting. You know, I talked to some of my patients going, look, I had one patient, but all I could say is one. Unfortunately, she gained the weight right back a few months later. So, again, I don't have enough people to do that with. And unfortunately, though, I also have not been able to make it as big as Dr. Oz. One, because I'm not considered as sexy. People think Dr. Oz is sexy. They do. Because, again, I'm just not gutsy enough to put myself on the line with a certain product. Because, again, I need to be believable to my patients and to my listeners. I have to convince you guys to get your mammograms, to get your pap smears, to get your colonoscopies, to get your prostate check. Yeah, do you think I want to take that risk of you guys thinking that I'm a fraud for promoting some product that I don't know enough about, and then you don't take any of my advice? No way. I don't want to take that risk. That's why I don't sell supplements in my office. I know I can make a lot of money. Doctors can make thousands upon thousands of dollars recommending supplements. And if I was a smart businesswoman, I would. Because I'm telling you to go to the store and get calcium, and get vitamin D, maybe get some garlic, take a multivitamin. I should find a vitamin or a supplement that I like and allow you to buy it in my office so you don't have to go to a drugstore. I should, but I don't, because I'm afraid that if I do that, my patients will think that I'm a salesperson. And I don't want that. I don't. I need you guys to think that or believe that I am the real deal. Okay? And they're real. Of course they are. I had a lift, but they're real. All right, so I'm real. Okay, when I get Botox, I'm going to tell you guys I'm getting Botox. If I tell you that I need an eyelid lift or a chin lift, I'm going to tell you. Didn't I tell you guys all about the hemorrhoid issue I had? Did I lie about that? No. You guys went deep, deep into the hemorrhoid issue that I had. I was very honest about it. You know, I have an ovarian cyst that I think ruptured. And I've been dealing with fluid in my pelvic cul-de-sac now for about a week. You see, I'm an open book. All right? But like I said, I respect Dr. Oz. I think the Dr. Oz show was great. All right? I don't think he did anything to personally deceive or be deceptive or whatever. But I think he might have gotten caught up, like unfortunately a lot of people may, where they, endorse a product without fully having every little bit of science that they can at their disposal. And unfortunately, it could cause some issues. As it did. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, there's a mom who is furious. Going back now, like I said, this measles story is growing and growing and growing, and unfortunately the outbreak is growing. Apparently an Oakland, California couple is furious that their daughter is in a 28 days measles quarantine because there was a family that refused to vaccinate their child. We're going to, over the next couple weeks, be exploring what's going on with this measles outbreak and try to dispel some of the myths about vaccinations. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.